ever dream of hitting that sweet six-figure mark, you know,
Mm-hmm.
by maybe sharing your knowledge with the world through like an online course or something.
Yeah.
Me too. And while there's like no magic formula,
right,
there are definitely some smart strategies that you can use to really stand out from the crowd.
And that's where our deep dives today comes in.
Exactly. We're taking a close look at this blog post today by Chepchenny Mutai. And he's a freelancer in media, tech, and business. And he's got this super practical post, really, called 3 Steps to Creating a High-Selling Course.
Mm-hmm.
And I think even if you're not planning to like launch an online course like tomorrow, these tips are really absolute gold for anyone who wants to create content that truly connects.
What I find fascinating about Mutai's approach is how he doesn't just tell you what to do, he explains why it works. Like, he actually dives into the psychology behind what makes people trust an expert, you know?
Yeah.
Engage with content.
Yeah.
And ultimately, like, decide to invest their time and money.
Yeah, that's so important. Okay, so first, I think a little bit of a reality check here, because Mutai, he doesn't sugarcoat things. He throws out this stat. 80% of online course income goes to the top 20% of creators. 80%.
No.
I know, right?
Yeah.
That really makes you realize how important it is to understand what sets those top creators apart.
Yeah, it's a classic example of that Pareto principle,
uh-huh,
that 80-20 rule, right?
Yeah.
You see it everywhere. And it's a good reminder that, yeah, quality matters, but so does understanding how to stand out in a really crowded marketplace.
Absolutely.
So what are those top 20% doing differently?
Well, buckle up, because Mutai's first point is all about sound quality.
Okay.
He even goes as far as to ask, how much do I want to earn from this course?
Mm.
His point being, are you willing to invest in yourself and your content?
Right.
Because that investment shows.
It absolutely does.
Right.
I mean, think about it. Have you ever tried to listen to a poorly produced podcast or like watch a video where the audio was just like muffled or distorted? It's so distracting.
Yeah.
And it instantly undermines your confidence in the speaker.
Totally.
Even if they're sharing like brilliant insights.
It's true. You might not even realize it's happening, but that bad audio is creating this like subconscious barrier.
Yeah.
Like if they didn't even care enough to get the sound right, how good can the content really be?
Exactly. Good audio, on the other hand, it's like putting on a sharp outfit for an important meeting. It shows you're serious. It shows you respect your audience, you know,
yeah,
and your message.
Okay, that makes total sense. So we've got the audio locked in.
Right.
What's next?
Well, Mutai's next piece of advice might surprise you.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yeah, yeah.
He says to ditch the typical PowerPoint presentation.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
No more bullet points and stock photos.
He goes there.
I have to admit, part of me is a little relieved.
I get it.
Yeah.
But think about it. Think about your own experience as a viewer.
Yeah.
How many times have you zoned out during a slideshow, even if the information was important?
Oh, all the time. Sometimes I even catch myself like scrolling through my phone.
Exactly. And that's because static slides, they just can't compete with the power of human connection.
Right.
Mutai advocates for talking head videos or whiteboard explanations where people can actually see your face, see your expressions, you know,
yeah,
your passion for the topic.
It's so true. Seeing someone's face, their energy, it really does like make a world of difference. It's like you're right there with them, engaged in the conversation.
Precisely. And, you know, Mutai even suggests like splicing those talking head segments with whiteboard explanations.
Okay.
To add even more visual interest.
Okay. That's clever. I can see how that would keep viewers on their toes, visually engaged. No more death by PowerPoint.
Exactly. And this principle goes way beyond just online courses. Think about how we communicate in our everyday lives. When you're genuinely excited about something, your passion is contagious. Right?
Absolutely. Enthusiasm is,
yeah,
it's infectious. It's hard not to get excited about something when the person sharing it is like genuinely fired up about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that energy, that authenticity,
yeah,
it makes your message so much more persuasive.
Yeah.
It's basic psychology, but we sometimes forget it in this digital age where it's easy to hide behind text and these polished presentations.
So true. It's like Mutai is reminding us to bring back that human element.
He is. And you know what else is interesting about his approach to video?
It's that.
It naturally protects against plagiarism.
Oh, how so?
Think about it. When you're incorporating your personality, your unique style, into those videos,
yeah,
it becomes a form of branding.
Like an invisible watermark.
Exactly. Someone tries to pass off your content as their own. Well, they're basically just giving you free advertising.
That's a really good point. And speaking of branding, Utai's next point is all about, well, branding, but not in the way you might expect.
Right. He's not talking about fancy logos or all the marketing jargon.
Yeah.
He's talking about those subtle but powerful touches that really just keep your audience engaged.
Like what? Give us an example.
He's a big advocate for consistently linking back to your website within your videos.
Oh, I see. So it's not just about delivering the great content in the video itself, but it's about creating that pathway for viewers to connect with you further.
Precisely. It's like leaving a trail of breadcrumbs back to your online home base. And honestly, this applies to any type of content you create online, not just courses. Whether it's a blog post, a social media update, or a video tutorial, always provide that clear path back to your main platform.
That's such a good reminder. I am definitely guilty of forgetting that sometimes.
It's easy to get caught up in the content itself, but those little details, they make all the difference in building that loyal audience.
Agreed. Okay, so we've covered sound, visuals, and branding. Anything else we should know from Utai's playbook?
There's one more gem, and this one might seem obvious, but it's often overlooked. Draw from your personal experience. Share your story, your struggles, and what ultimately led to your success.
I love that people connect with authenticity. You know, it's that been there, done that credibility that makes people trust you.
Exactly. And Utai points out that this personal touch can actually make it easier to market your course with confidence because you genuinely believe in what you're offering.
It's that passion we were talking about earlier. It comes through when you're speaking from a place of genuine experience.
Exactly. But a word of caution here. Be genuine, not gimmicky. People can spot a phony a mile away. Don't overpromise or try to create a sob story that isn't there. Just be real. Be honest about your experiences and let that speak for itself.
That's such an important point. People crave authenticity. They want to know you've walked the walk, not just talked the talk. It makes the learning process feel, you know, more relatable and achievable.
Precisely. And when you're coming from that place of genuine experience, your passion shines through. And that's what truly captivates an audience.
So to recap Chepchenny Mutai's key ingredients for creating a high-selling course, we have sound quality, engaging visuals, smart branding, and the power of personal experience. It's like a recipe for success.
It absolutely is. And what's so great about these principles is they aren't limited to just online courses. We can apply them to like any type of content creation.
That's what I love about this deep dive. Whether you're thinking about creating a full-blown online course or just want to level up your next presentation at work, these insights are pure gold.
Couldn't agree more.
So out of all of Mutai's advice, what's the one thing that really resonated with you? What stood out as like the most valuable takeaway?
You know, for me, it all comes back to that human connection. Especially in our, you know, increasingly digital world, it's so easy to get caught up in the technical aspects of content creation. You know, like the equipment, the editing software, the algorithms, all that stuff.
Oh, absolutely. We can get so focused on the mechanics that we forget about the heart of it all.
Exactly. At the end of the day, it's about connecting with another human being on the other side of the screen. It's about remembering that we're not just creating content for a void. We're sharing ideas, stories, and experiences with real people.
And those people are looking for connection, authenticity, and someone who genuinely understands their needs and aspirations.
Exactly. And when we approach our content creation with that mindset, it changes everything. It's no longer just about selling a product or service. It's about building relationships, fostering trust, and making a genuine impact.
Such a powerful reminder. So for our listeners who are feeling inspired to up their own content game, what's one small change they can make today? Something they can implement right away?
I love that, Corinne. Think about the last piece of content you created. Whether it was a social media post, an email to a colleague, even just like a text message to a friend. Did you infuse it with your authentic voice? Did you let your personality shine through? If not, I challenge you to do that the next time you create something.
I love that challenge. It's about bringing a little bit of that human touch to everything we create online or offline. And you know what? It's not just good for our audience. It's good for us as creators, too.
Absolutely. When we allow ourselves to be authentic, it brings more joy and meaning to the creative process.
Couldn't agree more. Well, this deep dive into Chepchenny Mutai's advice has definitely given us a lot to think about. If you're interested in learning more from Mutai himself, we'll be sure to link to his blog post in the show notes.
And be sure to let us know what you are creating. We'd love to see how you're bringing these principles to life.
Until next time, keep those creative sparks flying.